Great music with me, Sarah Walker, every weekend from 9 o'clock on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and it's time now for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell. Reunion Island sounds there from this week's classic artist, Dramun Lele, and we'll find out more about him and his music later on in the programme. I've also got some smoking hot new releases for you and a few more reflective moments if you're feeling in need of a bit of restorative calm. We've got a road trip to Mexico City coming up later. It's all going on here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell and I'm very happy to play you this. Odomaba from the young Ghanaian band Santrophe. This is such a laid-back, summery sound.
Mabo, mizeni jena mabo, mara midi efe nje besha mkwa. Baby amuko yeya, ure unkuwa nukumo, ti mara midi efe nje besha mkwa. Soda, the enemy, and you know, ain't you not my son of a dog?
Taking vintage-inspired high life into the future. That's Accra-based band Santrophe, who are currently in the UK on their first tour here. You can catch them tomorrow, that's Sunday the 19th of June, at Sefton Park in Liverpool as part of Africa Oye. And then the following Saturday, 25th of June, they're in Wales in Bethesda. Now, here's a very powerful song from Persian vocalist Marjan Vahdat, who lives in exile in the USA. And lots of the tracks on her new album are about longing, and it's sometimes not entirely clear whether that's longing for a person or for her home country of Iran. It's pretty unequivocal on this track, though. It's called Homeland, and the lyrics include lines like, I dwell in ruins like a placeless free soul. I am homeless and I have not settled down. When the night comes, I make my home where I am.
اگر یادت کنم دیوانه گردم قلندروار در ویرانه گردم قلندروار در ملکای مردم زشقت بی سرا خانه گردم دوم اینجا به تن در جام دارم نخوابشون روز آرام دارم شما که می رهین رو بر ولایم برای دل برام پیغام دارم اگر یادت کنم دیوانه دان دلم در و در ویرانه گردان دلم در و در ملکای مردان زشقت بی سرا و خانه
It just takes me into another world, that song, Homeland, from Iranian-born singer Marjan Vahdat. It's from her new album, Our Garden Is Not Alone. And here's another new release. It came out yesterday. The album's called Shruti Dances, and it's a collaboration between tabla player Sarati Korwa and producer and DJ Anti Flow. And there's an interesting kind of filter flanger effect going on in this track, giving a bit of an electronic edge to the tabla. Have a listen and see what you think.
Thank you.
from the new album Shruti Dances by drums and Dex collaborators Sarathi Korwa on tabla and Scottish Goan producer and DJ Anti Flow, otherwise known as Brian D'Souza. And that track was called Ma. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and we'll be heading off on a road trip to Mexico City very soon, but first, he has a track from Vieux Facture's new album. It's his first on the World Circuit label. It's called Les Racines, which means the roots. And he's certainly reconnecting deeply with the Songhai music of northern Mali, sometimes known as Desert Blues, which was brought to so many people's attention by Vieux's father, Ali Facture, on his own World Circuit releases a few decades ago. And this song, Ngala Karene, acknowledges that Mali is going through a time of turbulence and struggle and asks for people, whatever their ethnic group, to reconcile and to find a way out of the crisis. Vieux Facture, who, after several collaborations where he was kind of moving away from the music of his famous father, I think trying to assert himself and to show what he could do as an individual, he's now making a very public statement of reconnection with his tradition in this new solo album, Les Racines, The Roots. And now it's time for a bit of virtual travel. You don't need your passport. There'll be no airport queues. You can just immerse yourself for the next 15 minutes in this brand new road trip from our regular correspondent, Beto Arcos.
Hello, I'm in Mexico City, attending Son para Milo, one of the most exciting traditional music festivals I've ever been to. This year, Son para Milo is celebrating a 20th anniversary, and it's a big one. More than 100 groups from across the country are playing traditional music on four stages, Thursday through Sunday. Let's listen to one of the groups that played on the first day of Son para Milo Festival. Chinach Trio is a group of musicians from Cuetzalan in the central state of Puebla. The style of music they play is called Son Huasteco or Huapango, and it's typically sung in Spanish. But Chinach Trio decided to write lyrics in their native indigenous language, Nahuatl. Let's listen. That's Chinach Trio with a song called Las Flores, sung in their native indigenous language, Nahuatl. We'll have more Son Huasteco later. The first Son para Milo festival was held 20 years ago as a tribute to Ermilo Rojas, also known as Milo, a professor at the National School of Teachers in Mexico City, who died in 2002. Milo was a promoter of traditional music and dance, and he believed that the two traditions were equally important. The festival organizers initially invited five groups, but this week there are 102 groups. 68 groups are based in Mexico City, and the rest travel from across the country. None of the groups are paid to perform. The festival organizers cover the lodging of the traveling groups and help them get their transportation covered by city or state governments. All the participants are fed at the festival's community dining room. The festival's entire production costs are covered by the dozens of traditional arts and crafts and food vendors who pay a fee to have a stand at the event. Let's listen to a few examples of the many traditional styles of Mexican son, one of the genres of music performed at the festival Son para Milo. Here's music from Tzitzio in the Tierra Caliente, the hotland region of the central state of Michoacán. The group is called Chaneque Son, and the son is called Son Redoblado. That's the group Chaneque Son playing Son Redoblado. This is a very special group, a quintet of musicians playing a few instruments I've never seen before. A six-string guitar called Guitarra Panzona or Big Belly Guitar, Chachalaca, a 10-string guitar, and the Guitarra Séptima or 11-string guitar. All these instruments are specific to this region of Michoacán. Now, from Tixla in the state of Guerrero, here's the group Tlacolol. Their instruments are 2 5-string vihuelas, harp, cajón de tapeo or tapping box, and 2 voices. They play music called Son de Tarima, an upbeat dance style. The first part of this son is called Arrancazacate. The second is called Toro. Thank you. That's the group Tlacolol from Tixla, Mexico, with the son de tarima called Arrancasacate Toro. Mexico's western state of Jalisco is world famous for the mariachi tradition. From a region called Los Altos de Jalisco, the Highlands, here is the group Los Tecuexes. The style of music played by this group of young musicians is called tambora ranchera. The large bass drum is what gives the style the name, but what they play is also son, and it happens to be a close relative of the mariachi. That's the group Los Tecuexes from the Highlands of Jalisco in western Mexico, with the son called Los Colorados. One of the founders of the Festival Son para Milo, along with Consuelo Martínez, is Milo's younger brother, Rodrigo Rojas.
Pero creo que estamos ante el resurgimiento de la música tradicional mexicana.
Rojas says the participation of so many groups in the festival is a sign that traditional Mexican music is re-emerging. He says the music is permeating into young people and children, and it's also happening here in Mexico City. Rojas says there's an urgent need to get close to these elements of Mexican identity. When a group starts playing, people are moved to tears. Perhaps as a memory or a connection to their origins, and they're overjoyed when they see the wealth of culture Mexico has. Rojas says there's a need to reconnect with the values and identity and feel proud of who they are. At the beginning of this road trip, we listened to Son Huasteco, a music style that had the strongest presence at the Festival Son para Milo. There were 21 groups that played this style of son at the festival. Some of them are based in Mexico City, but many traveled far to get there. Also known as huapango, the style comes from La Huasteca, a multicultural region in northeastern Mexico covering portions of 6 states: Veracruz, Tamaulipas, San Luis Potosí, Querétaro, Puebla, and Hidalgo. Son Huasteco is usually played as a trio, and the instruments are a small 5-string guitar called jarana huasteca, a 7-string guitar called quinta huapanguera, and the violin. But besides the violin, the trio's signature sound is the singer's unique falsetto vocals. The group Los Camperos de Valles performed at the Son para Milo Festival on Friday. Here's the tune called El Sacamandú from the album La Pasión, recorded at Real World Studios in Box, England. That's Los Camperos de Valles with the Son Huasteco called El Sacamandú, recorded at Real World Studios. Historically, the Son Huasteco style has been mostly dominated by men. But today, there are quite a few women-led groups in the Huasteca region and Mexico City. And many are young musicians putting their own spin on the traditional style. Among them is the all-women group Embrujo Huasteco. From their latest album called Sihuacuicatl, here's a classic Son Huasteco called La Guasanga. This version has lyrics vindicating the rights of women. It says, I was taught about events on the books of poetry. I remember the texts imprinted on my memory. Women in flesh and bone, condemned by history.
Me enseñaron los sucesos en los libros de oratoria y yo recuerdo los textos plasmados en
mujer de carne y hueso. Ay, la, 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 y la, 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 la mujer de carne y hueso, condenada por la historia.
That's the group Embrujo Huasteco with a new rendition of the Son Huasteco tune, La Guasanga. One of the most exciting aspects of the Son Paramilo Festival is the traditional dance. Most of the groups that play at the festival are there to inspire people to dance traditional styles from the different regions of Mexico. Large wood platforms are placed in front of the stages for people to take part in the celebration of music and dance called Fandango. Listen to the sound of people dancing as a band plays a traditional son. For decades, the son Huasteco style, also known as huapango, has been adapted to pop music, especially the mariachi tradition. It's also been recorded and performed by countless pop singers. I'd like to close this road trip with a special version of a classic Son Huasteco interpreted by the multi-instrumentalist and singer Ernesto Anaya, who performed at the Son Paramilo Festival on Sunday. Anaya has played and recorded with dozens of Mexican pop artists. In this tune, he sings and plays all the instruments, and he's joined by the world-renowned Lila Downs on vocals. The song is called El Llorar, La Madrugada, The Sorrow, The Dawn. Until next time, I'm Beto Arcos.
Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 no te vayas a enlutar, ni demuestres sentimiento, ay, mi negro.
Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 no te vayas a enlutar, ni demuestres sentimiento, mi cielo.
Ay, la, 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 ay, la, 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 que solo te va a quedar.
Ernesto Anaya with Lila Downs, ending that road trip to last month's Son Paramilo Festival in Mexico City. And thanks, as ever, to Beto Arcos for being our trusty tour guide. You can, of course, download that and all our other road trips from BBC Sounds. Now, here's a bit of an unusual one, the debut album from Copenhagen-based Tone of Voice Orchestra. And if you like to categorise your music, then this band could pose a bit of a problem. There are so many very different musical influences throughout the album. And I particularly like the use of such a wide variety of instruments. It doesn't feel to me like this band are setting out to try and prove anything. It just feels like a big group of friends creating music together, including and just loving all the disparate sounds and influences that they each bring to the party. Just see what you think.
She lets him have her for it, the way she lets him have it.
He loves her for it. That's from Tone of Voice Orchestra. And of course, I particularly enjoyed the bagpipe on that track. Lots of different sounds to be heard throughout that album, just called Tone of Voice Orchestra, and it's out now on Stunt Records. And I'm about to play you another new release that defies categorisation, as is often the way with albums from the Glitterbeat label. This is Avalanche Kaito, the young griot singer Kaito Wanze from Burkina Faso, making a big step away from the traditional sounds of his previous album, collaborating here with a noise punk duo from Brussels. It's possibly not for the faint-hearted. Of sound there, with hints and echoes of Burkinabe griot wisdom lurking in amongst it. That's from the debut self-titled album from Avalanche Kaito. And we're going to stick with the extremes of nature with my next CD choice, which is called Hurricane Clarice. And I've been looking forward to playing you something from this. It's a very different sound world. The banjo, fiddle and voices of Alison de Groot and Tatiana Hargreaves. Here they are singing a song that was written over a century ago.
I can see.
Alison de Groot and Tatiana Hargreaves from their album Hurricane Clarice. There's several great instrumental tracks on there showcasing their fiddle and banjo skills, but I do have a soft spot for those harmony vocals. That album is out now on Free Dirt Records. And it's time for this week's Music Planet classic artist, Gramoun Lele, an important figure in the musical culture of Réunion Island, situated in the Indian Ocean between Madagascar and Mauritius, and known as the home of maloya, a type of music usually sung in Réunion Creole with lots of percussion and call and response. It's got origins in the music of African and Malagasy slaves and also the Indian indentured workers on the island. So Gramoun Lele was born in 1930 and as a teenager worked in the sugar factory, but at night and at weekends he'd be out singing maloya. And there always seemed to be a spiritual dimension to his music, inspired by his dreams, by the Tamil rites that his father introduced him to as a child, and also Malagasy ceremonies from his mother's side. He was known to be a very religious man and also known for his dramatic performances at his chapel. Gramoun Lele sang maloya for most of his life, but didn't start to record until he was in his 60s. I suppose the music being, maloya music being illegal for a while earlier on probably had something to do with that. I'm going to play you the opening track from his 1993 album, Namuniman, Maloya from Réunion Island.
Oju lukita wene, oju lukita wene, tawa na milambo marerea, mama dinoza, 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 mama dinoza marerea, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Azulu tawane, tawala milambo marere, mama dinoza, 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 mama dinoza marere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Azulu tawane, tawana milambo marere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza. Mama dinoza marere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
Azulu tawane, tawala milambo marere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza. Mama dinoza marere, mama dinoza, dinoza, dinoza.
this week's classic artist, Julien Phileas, otherwise known as Gramoun Lele. And Gramoun means elder or grandfather. And he died in 2004 at the age of 74, having composed over 200 songs and played all over the world with his family. And in his later years, actually, of the 12 musicians that accompanied him on stage, 7 were his children, and several of them are still continuing the family music tradition over on Réunion Island. And that's about it from me, Catherine Tickell, and all of us here on Music Planet. J to Z is coming up in just a few minutes, and I'm going to play you out with the new Chebacca Hutchins album, African Culture. And this piece features the mbira, the instrument that among Zimbabwe's Shona people is said to summon the ancestors and deliver their messages and warnings and insights. It's called The Dimension of Subtle Awareness.
Thank you. Dimension of Subtle Awareness by Shabaka Hutchings. And that brings to an end this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell, and the producer was Felix Carey. Now here on Radio 3, it's time for a special edition of J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola, and I'm on stage at the Howard Assembly Room in Leeds as part of the first ever Leeds Jazz Festival. Well, joining me is a band that features 10 of the UK's finest improvisers and composers. Please give a warm Leeds welcome for Izzy Barrett and Interchange!